Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through the book of 1 Corinthians as we continue through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Paul had a young preacher boy named Timothy. We read about him in Timothy when Paul was addressing that. Remember his mama, his grandmother, Lois and Eunice, but his daddy was a Greek. Well, that's the background. Verse number 1, Acts 16. Then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a certain woman, which was a Jewish. The mother was Jew, and she believed, but his father was a Greek. He was an unbeliever, a Greek. How do we know he's an unbeliever? Because he specified the mom was a believer and dad wasn't a believer, but he was a Gentile, a Greek. Which was reported by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium. Don't go any farther. Which was reported. What was reported? That Timothy's mom was a Jew and the daddy was a Gentile, a Greek. And everybody knew this. It wasn't a secret. Okay, it's well reported. So because of that, him speaking to Timothy, would Paul have to go forth with him? He knew Paul would have to take Timothy into places that there were going to be Jewish people. So what did Paul do? Paul took and circumcised him because of the Jews which were in those quarters. For they knew that his father was a Greek. So you see that Paul knew he had to minister within the Greek culture. He wrote in Rome is another place. Listen, we know that circumcision is nothing, uncircumcision is nothing. But when he was ministering to those people, he knew that it would be a hindrance, a roadblock, that they would look at Timothy and say, we're not listening to him. I'm sure he ain't listening to you. He's an uncircumcised guy. Are y'all following?
Yes.
So he did that so he, in order to minister to them. Now, there's another young preacher that he was close to. His name was Titus. You ever heard of Titus? Now, Titus, he didn't have circumcision. Have y'all heard this before? He had Timothy circumcised. Titus, he didn't have circumcised. It's interesting. Why one, not the other? Well, because of the different ministries they were dealing with. But I want you to see what he's talking about. To the Jew, I became as a Jew, because he had to minister among those people. A second example, Acts chapter number 21. Turn me there. I want you to see this. Mm-hmm. Okay, boy, there's so much here. Where should I start? Well, because of time, let me just get moved. Look in verse number 26. I'll get right to the point. He was dealing with some Jewish people and Gentiles. He kind of back and forth. Look in verse number 26. And then Paul took them in, and the next day, purifying himself with them, entered into the temple to signify the accomplishment of the days of purification, until that an offering should be made to every one of them. I want you to notice, now Paul took part in a Jewish tradition of purification. Now we already know that Paul, he did this so that he could minister to the people in the temple. If he had not have done that, they wouldn't have listened to him. Is this kind of turning a light bulb on to you, or are you saying, boy, I'm really, it's as clear as mud now. All right, the point is, wherever Paul needed to minister to the Jews, if it did not violate Scripture, he would put himself in that position so that he could win them to Christ. All right. Paul's participated in these purification ceremonies, which he knew was not necessary for his own life. It's nothing, just like eating of meat. It's nothing. Whether you eat, you know, we know the meat's nothing, idols are nothing. But if it's going to cause him to stumble, I won't eat that meat. If it's going to cause him to stumble, well, I'll go through the purification ceremony so that I could be in the temple and communicate with them. He hoped it would build a bridge of ministry to the Jews. Paul loved the Jewish people and had a great desire to see them saved. Romans chapter 10, verse number 1. Many of you know this by heart, where Paul said, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer for Israel is that they might be saved. And whatever Paul had to do, matter of fact, in Romans chapter 9, he said, I would give my life that they would, that if in order for them to be saved, if it needed to be, I would die for my Jewish brethren. Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 10, he said, my heart's desire that they may be saved. So it was a small thing for Paul to go through that purification ceremony. Even though it didn't mean anything, he knew it wasn't like it means nothing. But he didn't want to cause anybody to. Are you starting to see a picture here?
Yeah.
So he became to them as a Jew. Now, let me go back to 1 Corinthians 9. Let's read that verse again. And unto the Jew I became as a Jew, even though he was a Jew, he a couple of some of their ceremonies we see he participated in, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, that's the Jewish people, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. I'm going to relate to these Jewish people to the best of my ability without violating Scripture. Amen, preacher. Now he turns it to the Gentiles when he says in verse number 21, to them that are without the law. Now these are those who are not under the law. You know that the law of Moses was given to the Jews. It was not given to the Gentiles. Matter of fact, we see in Romans chapter 1, there's a law unto themselves. That's a whole other point to the Gentiles. Okay, well, good. That's a whole other study. To them that are without law is without law. And then in parentheses, not being without law to God, but under the law to Christ. In other words, he's not going to do anything that would violate the laws of Christ. Anything that would violate Scripture, he's not going to do that. Okay? And then he says, that I might gain them that are without law. Same principle applies to the Gentiles that he did to the Jews. Paul, while among the Gentiles, conformed to their social customs and traditions so long as it did not break the law of Christ. Again, he wasn't compromising. He wasn't one thing over here, another thing over here. No, he was, in other words, he adapted their social customs. I'm going to give you a perfect example of that in just a minute, okay? Verse number 22. And to the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. What did Paul mean by that real quick? Before we go any farther. He didn't walk around them like some snooty Christian. To the weak, I became as weak. Okay? He didn't go in there, boy, ain't I something. Okay? He could relate to whoever, the Jew, Gentile, a weak believer or a strong believer. Whoever he was around. Doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, or whatever that goes. Whoever you were around, you could relate. Beggar, pauper, rich man, poor man, beggar, man, thief, doctor, lawyer, that's how it goes. Whoever you're around, you could relate to them. Amen, preacher. That's what he is saying. I'm just can relate to just this group of people. I can't go to this class of people because, well, it's not what Paul did. Let me redress this. To the weak became I as weak that I might gain the weak. He could relate to them. I am made all things to all men. Notice he said all men, not just a certain group. I just said it. Rich men, poor men, but where'd that come from? I learned that as a kid. Rich men, poor men, beggar man, thief, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief. Where did that come from? It was a grocery rhyme. Okay. All right. Y'all as old as me then. Okay. That's what, whoever it is, I became to all men, that I might by all means save some. So I started our lesson this morning. That was Paul's method. No matter who you are, no matter where you come from, no matter what side of the tracks you may be from, Paul would relate to you when he would talk to you about Jesus Christ, because that was the most important thing, is to win them to Christ. No matter what the situation may be, okay? Paul did not change, and this is important, Paul did not change his doctrine. He did not change his message to appeal to the different groups. He would change his behavior and his manner of approach to that group that he could relate to them. Paul unselfishly conformed every way that he could to others and to their customs as long as it did not violate biblical principles.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And join us this Saturday, March 1st at 6 p.m. to hear the Inspirations live in concert at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. That's March 1st, Saturday at 6 p.m. The Inspirations will be with us, and we hope that you'll come join us. I hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.